And now it's over to the news desk with Susanna Nieves and Mike Hudson. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Foreign investment, energy and tourism programs in Cuba examined.
Cuba and Great Britain strengthen their relations.
UN expresses concern over coercive sanctions against Venezuela.
Voices in Argentina demand end of U.S. blockade against Cuba.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero has reviewed the progress of foreign investment programs in the energy sector and in tourism, which are priority issues for the Cuban government. In the first of the meetings, the Minister of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, Rodrigo Malmierca, reported on the projects with foreign investment during the first semester of the year. Malmierca indicated that more than 50 projects have been identified with significant impact on the economy, but there are obstacles such as the application of the Helms-Burton Act. These projects involve the sugar industry, the ministries of construction and agriculture, the food industry, the energy and mines, tourism and transport industries and domestic trade. Prime Minister Marrero said that given the intensification of the blockade imposed by the United States against Cuba, the country needs to expand business with foreign investment and to close deals. Reviewing the progress of these entities in Cuba, Prime Minister Manuel Marrero said that Cuba must modernize and produce more than what is imported, and that more business must be done. Marrero talked about programs for the development of renewable energy sources and the construction of small hydroelectric plants, of which one is already in operation and two are under construction. The products of the Ministry of the Food Industry for the tourism sector were also discussed, given their impact on the quality of tourism services in the country. The Cuban Prime Minister reiterated the importance of replacing imports in the strategic sector.
The head of the Latin American Department and Deputy Director for the Americas at the UK Foreign and Commonwealth Office, James Douris, has confirmed that as a country friendly to Cuba, the United Kingdom is committed to developing bilateral relations. The British diplomat was concluding a two-day visit to the island. During a meeting with journalists, along with the European country's ambassador Anthony Stokes, Douris said that the meetings with government representatives were an opportunity to discuss diverse issues, common points of view and interests, opportunities, and even issues where there are differences. The importance to talk, to dialogue, Douris said. I would like to point out how bilateral relations have advanced, especially in the last 2 years. First, with the visit of President Miguel Díaz-Canel to London in the fall of 2018, and then with Prince Charles' historic trip to Havana almost a year ago, Douris added. The head of the Latin American Department met with Emilio Lozada García, General Director of Bilateral Relations at the Cuban Foreign Ministry, and with the first Deputy Minister of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, Ana Teresita González Fraga. He went on, British investments in Cuba are significant, yet relatively small. That's why it was important to meet the first Deputy Minister of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment to discuss the challenges facing British investors in Cuba today and the attraction of investment. Regarding the scenario created by the current U.S. administration's policy, Douris said that the U.S. sanctions are complicating business development in Cuba. Quote, amid the challenges and opportunities of the U.K.'s exit from the European Union, our government is more committed to supporting British companies in developing investment and trade relations, and that includes Cuba and other countries. Anthony Stokes, the United Kingdom ambassador in Havana, said that as a government, we're supporting the presence and success of British companies in establishing and investing in Cuba, despite the challenges deriving from Title III and Title IV of the Helms-Burton Act. We are against all blockades. We share the purpose of promoting investments inside Cuba and also trade, and of confronting any obstacle or difficulty to generate new opportunities to take advantage of the potential that we see in this country.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has expressed her deep concern over unilateral, coercive U.S. sanctions imposed on Venezuela. Prensa Latina news agency reports that during briefing to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva on Tuesday on the situation of the South American country, Bachelet highlighted the impact of U.S. sanctions on the Venezuelan Consortium of Aeronautical Industries and Services and the state-owned Petróleos de Venezuela. The High Commissioner warned that such measures reduce Venezuela's resources for social spending, for which over 70% of the country's budget is dedicated. According to a Venezuelan Foreign Ministry press release, the economic sanctions against Venezuela have generated a sudden decrease in domestic oil income from $42 billion in 2013 to barely $4 billion in 2018. The UN High Commissioner also pointed to strict scrutiny of the financial sector and public services and of the population in general as a result of such punitive actions contrary to the UN Charter. The permanent representative of Venezuela to the UN in Geneva, Jorge Valero, announced his firm rejection of unsuccessful and interfering procedures used by the United Nations human rights mechanisms to monitor the human rights situation in the South American nation.
The Argentinian movement of solidarity with Cuba, Más Cuba, has demanded the end of the blockade imposed by the United States to Cuba. In a meeting that also vindicated popular struggles in Chile and Bolivia, representatives of the group have expressed rejection of the blockade against the Cuban nation, now intensified by the U.S. administration of Donald Trump, in its attempt to starve the island into submission. Participants at the meeting held at the House of Friendship with Cuba in Buenos Aires pointed out the impact caused by the U.S. hostile measures over the last six decades, causing economic losses estimated in over $138 trillion. The president of the House of Friendship, Rubén Sácaro, reviewed the work carried out by Más Cuba in these months and highlighted the recent inauguration of a new solidarity house in the province of Tucumán. During the encounter, a poster exhibition of the No Más Bloqueo 2017 contest was organized by the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, in which Argentinian Ana Laura Peirone won the third place.
And we're listening to Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast for today. And back to the news desk with Susan Nieves and Mike Hudson.
In line with the measures applied by the Italian government against the COVID-19, the Cuban embassy in that country has announced the suspension of consular services until April 3rd. The diplomatic mission of the Caribbean nation said in the statement that during that period, the postal service would be the only available channel for processing services, both in the consular section of the embassy based in Rome and in the consulate general in Milan. Noting that any new decision will be reported depending on the evolution of the current national health emergency, Cubans residing in the country are asked to keep themselves informed through official Italian sources and the embassy's media. The diplomatic mission also urges them to comply strictly with the measures implemented by the Italian health authorities as befits socially responsible behavior in order to contribute to the containment of the coronavirus in the shortest time possible. According to the most recent official data, the total number of people affected by the virus reported as of Tuesday was 10,149, including 631 dead and 1,004 cured.
And once again, our headlines for today.
foreign investment, energy and tourism programs in Cuba examined.
Cuba and Great Britain strengthened their relations.
UN expresses concern over coercive sanctions against Venezuela.
Voices in Argentina demand end of U.S. blockade against Cuba.